This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're still live at the Radisson Blue Hotel.
Yeah.
That's where we are currently. And I'm with Uqhawe, guys.
Oh.
Here. Yeah. I don't get ideas.
Okay.
I'm with Uqhawe, guys, here in studio this afternoon. Uqhawe, guys, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Sani Bonani. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Sani Bonani.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Ngiyaphila. Uqhawe, guys. This one is different because we're trying to get to know you better. And now, Uqhawe, if you don't know, Uqhawe, guys, is now this click sounds like all over.
But, yeah.
He says basically, yeah. We are trying to get to know you because we know that you are an alumni here at Mangosuthu University of Technology, and we thought, why not get you on and just get to know you, Guti. What did you do after varsity, basically? So if you can just tell us, before even MUT, where do you come from?
Okay, so I'm originally from the Eastern Cape, but I grew up in Joburg.
Oh.
And then when my grandmother passed away, I moved here to KZN to live with my dad. Then ngafunda, matriculated, then I was like, hey, I like medicine, but without meeting the patients. So what can I do to bridge that gap? Then I was like, oh, okay, Google. Then I was like, okay, there's something called biomedical technology.
Mm.
And I didn't even tell my parents about it. I put it in my CEO. And then when I got accepted, I was like, I'm going for that.
Mm.
Then I was like, do you know that your ankle actually does that? I was like, I did not know, but I said, nine. Mm-hmm. I got accepted and I'm going to do it. And then it was love at first sight.
Nah.
Yes.
And now let's go to MUT. You got accepted at MUT through CAO, which is something that we always preach, that people should apply through CAO. But you got accepted at MUT and you did biomedical technology.
At the time. National Diploma in Biomedical Technology. I think now they've changed it. It's Bachelor of Health Sciences in Medical Laboratory.
Oh, okay. How was your experience at MUT?
I loved it. I loved it. I was given a time frame by my parents. Uti, this is a 3-year course. You need to finish it within 3 years.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, because I'm scared of my dad, let me try to push through and make sure that it happens.
Mm.
And my lecturers were nice. They were very accommodative. Mm. So if you ever had problems, it was never an issue of just going to your lecturer's office, discussing it, or raising a topic in class and just having it curated amongst the classmates until you understood. So it was a very nice experience for me. I'm not going to lie.
Nah.
I'm not going to lie.
Unfortunately, MUT Radio was not there at the time. Yeah, but you finished in record time, I would assume.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. It was a must.
It was a must, innit? Did you continue studying after that, or you just, you know what, I need a job? You just went on looking for a job.
Luckily, at the time, what was happening is that we would do in-service training in the last 6 months of the 3-year course. So after that, we all got called. They were like, guys, come over for interviews. Since you passed, come over for interviews. And then it was a process where you had to write down 3 areas or 3 labs that you prefer to work at.
Mm.
And then that's where you go. And then, Mina, for me, my experience was different because at first, I got a letter that actually said I'd failed my qualification exam.
Yo.
I cried and cried and cried. Then I applied for remarking. And then they're like, no, you actually passed. But I had gotten a job at Mtata at the time while I was waiting for my results because of this whole COVID thing. So they were like, guys, yes, you have qualified, but we're waiting for your results. Just push through, come work while you wait for the results. So I went there, was working at Mtata, got the call that said I failed, cried during my shift.
Shame, man.
Went home, called my family. I'm like, guys, I failed. They're like, okay, when are the next exams? I'm like, in September. They're like, study. Right close to August, I got a call. They're like, hey, we're sorry, ne? Remarking has been done. You actually passed. You'll get your certificate whenever you're free. I was like, okay. I cried again. I was like, hey, tears all the day. And then after that, I applied at, I think it was Addington at the time.
Oh, yes.
I applied because they had another COVID post, but it was 18 months instead of 3.
Hmm.
Once I got there, I was like, oh, I like this job. Keeping it. And then I got another permanent job, but it was still within the same company. I was like, I'm not leaving anytime soon.
As wow.
As long as the money just keeps coming, I'm not leaving
anytime
soon.
Only money that I want.
It's only money.
Now, 5 years later, after finishing your diploma, what do you do and how are you finding it? Are you enjoying it?
Honestly speaking, I love my job. Mm. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I love my job. I think it's because I got to do something that I studied for.
Sure.
It wasn't exactly what I pictured it would be, because at work, at school, it's always about, okay, this is theory, this is theory, this is theory. And now actually putting it into practical,
sure.
Valid, there's that bit of adjustment period. But at the end of the day, I feel like I adjusted well. I liked it. I've been in the same, I don't want to say position, but I've been in the same branch for about in that complete 5 years. I've loved every experience. And yeah, I'm happy, man.
That's good. That's amazing. Lastly, before I let you go, Chloe, guys, for someone who is doing their first year, second year, or third year in the same field that you are in, what advice would you give them with regards to the world of work?
I'd basically tell them that work is not school. School is not work. You need to be able to adjust to the environment that you will be given, but you also need to have a learning spirit.
Sure.
Because you're going to come into a field where there's a lot of older people than you. You have people that are like MT3s. These people have been working for 20, 25 years, 30 years. And when are you going to be brand new school from the box? So you need to be able to say, you know what? I'm willing to learn, teach me what you need to teach me, and then I will adapt to the environment. But do not think that the working environment is exactly like school, because it's not. At school, you have a lecturer that's going to say, perform, and I'll give you marks. Mm-hmm. At work, they're going to say, perform, and you get paid. And that's a different ballgame.
And that's definitely how we close it off with Okawe Gaz. Man, what a success story, Yasemangosuthu University of Technology. And we wish you all the best if you are in the same field as Okawe Gaz. All the best, Okawe Gaz. We wish you well, man, in your career.
Sebonga
kakhulu.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.